Blog Talk Radio.
You thought that you were getting unraveling the Matrix, but unfortunately, we're unraveling the music tonight. This is the Mouth Leap here, laughing and scratching at you live and right here, man. I'm taking over for Austin Thomas tonight. We're going to play a replay, but I'll be damned, man. Let's play some music, man. Just a little bit of music, just a little bit of happiness. I think we all kind of needed in our lives. Damn it, man. I've been sitting here sipping party liquors and singing songs all day. So let's get some songs right out here. Let's bust out with a little bit of Unknown Henson, and we'll be right back on Unraveling the Matrix.
Just put down the phone, you ain't calling the law on me. I've done enough time in the state penitentiary. I'm like a bird let out of its cage, and I intend to vent my rage. So put down the phone, you ain't calling the law on me. I've had enough of your flapping jaws. Now get in that kitchen and fry me some hog, and open me a can of beer, and set the TV remote right here, and wear something sexy if you're gonna talk. Just put down the phone, you ain't calling the law on me. I've done enough time in the state penitentiary. I'm like a bird let out of his cage, and I intend to vent my rage. So put down the phone, you ain't calling the law on me.
That's right, babies. Unraveling the music tonight, man. Right here on Unraveling the Matrix. The mouth laughing and scratching at you. We're going to dip a little bit into some religious things here pretty much quick. Kids, send me your money. Suicidal tendencies. Don't be a bitch. Call in 1-347-855-8301. Unraveling the music tonight. You got a request? Speak it up. Otherwise, I'm just going to keep playing what I want to play. Here we are, Suicidal.
Yeah.
Unraveling the Matrix, Unraveling the Music. We're all right here, babies. I'll tell you what, more tunes to come. And really, one of my best friends in the entire world, Renegade Smith, man. I love you to death, man. I really can do what I keep on doing without your inspiration by my side and without you doing what you're doing. It makes everything just keep on flowing, boys. I'll tell you what, maybe I'm a sad old bastard, or maybe I'm just an insane nut, but for the fact of the matter is, boys, we need to wake up. We need to stop being slaves. We need to stop being, well, pawns. And on that note, Renegade Smith, babies, right here.
Now, I'll explain some of this when I'm done, because you're not going to understand it all unless you know something about music. I said, do they still take the master to the temple room? Dave said, yeah. I said, do they still have the coven conjure demons into the master? He said, of course. The master is the tape that the album is cut on and is placed in a machine that produces and presses the record.
Coming at ya, damn hardcore. Got the word of sound pump against the hype and I'm ready for war. Full body, you can't feel it penetrate. The music is a weapon, you're attacked by the renegade. Attacked by the renegade. Attacked by the renegade.
Hit
me with that word of sound. Something that moves me. Knock the crack from the Lake Street industry. Black static storm, black culture brand. Rap above the storm. Good by the flavor land. Then I score. Living a scripted life. Transmitted curses to find the public eye. Off of fame and fortune. The inner crowd. Then take over pick the straps in the knocking town. This will all be taken away in the blink of an eye. If you start to stray. Hush, hush, can't take you up. Sword open for 5 minutes. Is your contract up? Coming at ya, damn hardcore. Got the royal sound coming, get the hush, and I'm ready for war. Full volume, can you feel it penetrate? The music is a weapon, you're attacked by the renegade. Coming at ya, damn hardcore. Got the royal sound coming, get the hush, and I'm ready for war. Full volume, can you feel it penetrate? The music is a weapon, you're attacked by the renegade.
I asked him to leave, but he can't. He's here for a reason. People have brought him out. People conjured him up. Now he won't leave. He won't leave.
Luciferian symbols open up your mind through
devil.
Now for a second,
stop to think. What is up with all these deaths in the industry? There, my money is right. Something's going on behind the scenes in this case. Such untouchable criminal with cover tracks. To find the finest drugs created addicts. Missile place into the face. I've been with murder by a man overdosed in the newspaper. Or suicide. Another broken toast. Their contract is up. Now sending the show coming at ya. Damn hardcore. Got the woman down home and get the husband out ready for war. Full body, you can't feel it penetrating. The citizens are hunting your attack by the renegade. Coming at ya. Damn hardcore. Got the woman down home and get the husband out ready for war. Full body, you can't feel it penetrating. The citizens are hunting your attack by the renegade. Attack by a renegade. Attack by a renegade.
The Satanic Connection in Hollywood and the music industry.
And a coven come in and conjure a principality or a power up, usually Regia, and order him to tell the demons under him to follow every record.
Well, that's how it goes, kids. I mean, you really need to start paying attention to what you're being spoon-fed. I keep telling all my kids, I just got done having a great argument with good old Crispy Kelly here. I'm going to do what I'm going to do. As far as everybody else is concerned, please do what you're going to do. As long as it isn't hurting or defying anybody else, why shouldn't we do it? There's a question that you need to ask yourselves. And now, I'm going to sit here and play some more music because, well, Unraveling the Music is live right here on Truth Emerges Radio, ladies and gentlemen. And perhaps Jesus might be drinking with us. Might be. I hope so. I really do. We'll be right back here in just a couple minutes.
Drinking with me, Jesus. I can see you very clear.
Shut up, shut up. Oh, that's right, babies. We are back here unraveling the music, man. The mouth laughing and scratching at you. We've got all sorts of tunes chimed in for you. My internet's going funky, kids. Stop moving. No, we're going to get back in here. Austin Thomas, the host of this show, is actually going to be joining us in the second hour. We're going to be rocking on and keeping on. And here is a little bit of Megadeth just to, well, as long as you can do it.
George Bush and Bill Clinton talking, they didn't recognize any party lines between them. They had exactly the same agenda, and that was for bringing in this new world order.
Before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order.
And this is the best chance to begin to establish a new world order.
Bush said, and it's a phrase that I often use myself, that we needed a new world order.
It's a need for a new world order.
A new world is emerging. It is a new world order.
This definition of a terrorist, fear the United States, or you will lose your liberty.
It was the great circuiting.
Well, all right, everyone. Welcome to Unraveling the Matrix. We had some serious issues with Blog Talk, but I guess we're live now. I don't know where my buddy Lee Pierre is. We're going to do the music show today. I'm going to roll the intro. A one-hour show today, guys.
There's something wrong. You don't know what it is, but it's there. Like a splinter in your mind. You have to see it for yourself. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth. Like a splinter in your mind.
Welcome to the 1 hour late due to Blog Talk issues. Unraveling the Matrix. I'm going to be messaging Lee Pierce, see if we can get him involved. And I'm going to start this out with Zsa Zsa. Get your guns up.
Prepare yourselves for mass arrest, bloodshed, stun guns, civil disobedience, and maximum security resettlement facilities for political dissidents.
Get your guns up, time to load up. The revolution has just begun. Get your guns up, time to stock up. There's a victory to be won. When disaster strikes back, you read the riot act, and we aren't having that. Go get your strap and pack. Get your guns up and try and counter that. Wanna see us all react? Listen to the warning shot.
Rip, drop, fist fight, vilify, different tribe. Ready, aim, fire, light, another stick of dynamite. Drone spies, genocide, end time, attack alive. Fukushima ignite, stack up on the iodide. Knock down, black gas, trying to get us mapped out. Special forces on the front, some are telepathic. Back door, gadgets, trap us down in shackles. It will never happen, cause I'm collecting max hands.
Get your guns up, time to load up. The revolution has just begun. Get your guns up, time to stock up. There's a victory to be won. When disaster strikes back, you read the riot act, and we aren't having that. Go get your strap and pack. Get your guns up and try and counter that. Wanna see us all react? Listen to the warning shot.
Open the doctrine, take a look to the bottom. A product of our times, let's just wake up and get modern. Or will it be infected with the plague of bubonic? About to give your asses all a major colonic. This conscience that makes you haters astonished. With knowledge like a scholar in the spirit of Joplin. Obnoxious, I'm playing games as a soccer. Ironic with the chronicle, I'm a lyrical monster. Cut my revolver, forever solving. And if you got a couple for my interest, pin the donkey. Let's stay platonic, cause you do not stick. The diagnostics on the masses are evolving. Agenda 21's on, we're not the right wing. Go try recruiting us all and try to profit. This is my conquering song, check the synopsis. They're philosophically depleted and agnostic. Out of state, army base, TSA, separate bridge. Fire weapons, all used on the beta race. Keep us safe, the world great, it will save. Double agents in our face, television's a disgrace. Stupid by the CIA, more milk, sword, boo. The price you paid for the truth, shoot, shoot, jack, boo. The constitution is the root, boom, boom, ground crew. Another trooper flies the coup, get your broom, call it truth. Cooper film the fool's moon.
Get your guns up, time to load up. The revolution has just begun. Get your guns up, time to stock up. There's a victory to be won. When disaster strikes back, you read the riot act, and we aren't having that. Go get your strap and pack. Get your guns up and try and counter that. Wanna see us all react? Listen to the warning shot.
Airborne virus, get yourself a license. Seismic seizures, breathing in the ether. Dengue fever, sending us diseases. Waterboard the generals that give us all a reason. Hostile fugitive, locking up the Nubians. Body bags of dubious, tapping rack and you with. Not fit, toxic, levels of atomic. Suck up on artillery, get prepared to pop it.
Get your guns up, time to load up. The revolution has just begun. Get your guns up, time to stock up. There's a victory to be won. When disaster strikes back, you read the riot act, and we aren't having that. Go get your strap and pack. Get your guns up and try and counter that. Wanna see us all react? Listen to the warning shot.
Just fire a warning shot. Viva Las Vegas. This is your host, Austin Thomas, Unraveling the Matrix. Just chilling, kicking it. Sorry about the late start, guys. You want to call in 347-855-8301. We're just chilling like a villain.
I heard there is no Christmas in the silly Middle East. No trees, no snow, no Santa Claus. They have different religious beliefs. They believe in Muhammad and not in our holiday. And so every December I go to the Middle East and back. Hey there, Mr. Muslim. Merry fucking Christmas. Put down that book, the Koran, and here's some holiday wishes. In case you haven't noticed, it's Jesus' birthday. So get off your heathen Muslim ass and fucking celebrate. There is no holiday season in India, I've heard. They don't hang up their stockings, and that is just absurd. They never read a Christmas story, they don't know what Rudolph is about. And that is why in December I'll go to India and shout. Hi there, Mr. Hinduist. Merry fucking Christmas. Drink eggnog and eat some beef and pass it to the missus. In case you haven't noticed, it's Jesus' birthday. So get off your heathen Hindu ass and fucking celebrate. Now I heard that in Japan, everyone just lives in sin. They pray to several gods and put needles in their skin. On December 25th, all they do is eat a cake. And that is why I go to Japan and walk around and... Hi there, Mr. Shintoist! Merry fucking Christmas! God is gonna kick your ass, you infidelic pagan scum! In case you haven't noticed, there's festive things to do! So let's all rejoice for Jesus! Merry fucking Christmas, you! On Christmas Day, I travel around the world and say... Jewish, Christmas, Buddhist, and all you atheists too! Merry fucking Christmas!
All right, time for a little bit of redneck shit.
Well, the eagle's been flying slow, and the flag's been flying low. People saying that America's fixing to fall. But speaking just for me and some people from Tennessee, we got a thing or two to tell you all. This lady may have stumbled, but she ain't never failed. And if the Russians don't believe that, they can all go straight to hell. We're gonna put her feet back on the path of righteousness, and then God bless America again. And you never did think America, you never did think that it ever would have happened again. From the Sound up in Long Island, out to San Francisco Bay, and everything that's in between them is our home. And we may have done a little bit of fighting amongst ourselves, but you outside people best leave us alone. 'Cause we'll all stick together, and you can take that to the bank. That's the cowboys and the hippies and the rebels and the Yanks. You just go and lay your hand on the Pittsburgh Steelers fan, and I think you're gonna finally understand. And you never did think that it ever would happen again. In America, did you? You never did think that we'd ever get together again. We're damn sure cool. You were walking real proud and we're talking real loud again. In America, you never did think that it ever would happen again.
This is Austin Thomas hanging with you on Unraveling the Matrix. I don't know if it's Blog Talk, if it's our Letterbox Buddies, My buddy Lee's trying to call in. He's playing hell to get in the studio. He can't call in. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Yeah, man, I tell you what, that dang old internet, man, you just go on there and point and click, 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 click. It's real easy, man.
Yeah, it ain't too easy today.
Captain Shatacular is raising shit in Sunnyvale again.
Well, we're hanging out here, just chilling. It's Christmas. Bah humbug.
Could you get your daddy on the phone?
No, I can't get anybody on the phone. That's a damn problem.
Don't give me attitude, sir.
Eat my shorts.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on here today, but it is what it is.
Well, hello there.
Well, hello there. I'm here all by myself. It was a pain in the butt. Let me see. Lee Pierre frantically messaging me. Yeah, try again. Lee's going, now it appears I have a bunch of teenagers downstairs yelling and raising hell and have to go down and kill all of them. Can I get a minute apiece? Just 60 fucking seconds. There's no peace. There's no rest for the wicked, my brother. Hanging out here. I guess I think we're going to be calling the studio when we get set up in the house in North Las Vegas. We're going to call it, look, maybe the Roof Rat Studio. Well, it's kind of a music, just chilling, hanging out. I think we're going to do a little Jim Morrison rant. What the hell? Yeah, what are you going to do about it? Just shut up and be happy.
Suspended. Stay in your home.
Do not attempt to contact loved ones, insurance agents, or attorney. Shut up. Do not attempt to think or depression may occur. Stay in your home. Curfew is at 7 p.m. sharp after work. Anyone caught outside the gates of their subdivision sectors after curfew will be shot. Remain calm. Do not panic. Your neighborhood watch officer will be by to collect urine samples in the morning. Anyone caught interfering with the collection of urine samples will be shot. Stay in your home. Remain calm. The number one enemy of progress is question. National security is more important than individual will. All sports broadcasts will proceed as normal. No more than two people may gather anywhere without permission. Use only the drugs prescribed by your boss or supervisor. Shut up! Be happy! Obey all orders without question. The comfort you've demanded is now mandatory. Be happy. At last, everything is done for you.
Tell them, McCluskey. Tell them what time it is.
Yeah, I don't know what time it is. I know they're lying to us about a lot of shit.
Radiation from the Fukushima nuclear meltdown in Japan has crossed the ocean and has landed close to North America. The gift from Japan that keeps on giving. Radiation from Japan's Fukushima nuclear plant has now reached the waters off North America's west coast. That's the word from the scientists. So far, it's affecting only Canada, and scientists say right now the levels are below the safety limit for drinking water. Researchers say they expect to start detecting low levels of radiation along the U.S. Pacific coast starting in April. Back in 2011, a deadly earthquake followed by a devastating tsunami killed more than 15,000 people and caused the Fukushima power plant nuclear reactor to melt down. And we stood in Tokyo as they said, there is no meltdown. This is not happening, as steam rose from the place. They allowed workers to continue. They allowed residents to stay and said, no, there is no nuclear meltdown. It's okay. It's now reached the shores of North America. What a fantastical, incredible lie that we knew at the time we were getting and simply could not prove.
What? 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 What?
Wow!
Well, 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 home, you're finally getting the idea.
No problemo.
Yeah, that's what they tell us.
No problemo.
Stop whining.
Yeah, I'm feeling a little bit of civil disobedience.
There's a time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all. That doesn't mean that you have to break anything. 1,000 people sitting down someplace, not letting anybody by, not letting anything happen, can stop any machine, including this machine, and it will stop.
Yeah, it's time to stop. It's time to stop the tyranny. I'm going to play a good friend of the network, lets us roll out his music. I mean, this is actually a group collaboration. It's Ghost Rider, Stand Tall. This song's a shit. I just love this song.
Yeah, Steve Grant. Ghost, what up? Diesel, what up? Yeah, we the children of the future. We live in your computers, and we resist the hits from these slithering Medusas. Switching up maneuvers more quicker than they used to. The last thing they want is start criminals to move up. They try to reach for us, but they can't get to us. We're built to take hits, everything just slams into us. And because we ain't falling for these planned agendas, the shit we spit's only for advanced listeners. So listen up and look at us, we see it goes beyond us. That's why when we come together, we become the strongest. We getting close to the edge and I'm jumping off it, cause I'm scared to die when I see that I got my squadron. We bombing them and I ain't talking about Boston, so shut up, coming down on them like a comet hitting Russia. Yeah, and that's the promise to my mother. Powerhouse by myself, but I'm stronger with my brothers.
Ghost Rider, Steve Grant, Diesel, we unite. Uniting tyrants, we divide, and privately we freedom fighting. Fight the lyrics we reciting, all the weapons that we choose. If the people come together, there's no way we'll ever lose. Divided we fall, united we stand tall. Divided we fall, united we stand tall. Divided we fall, united we stand tall. It's power to the people, each and every one of y'all. Diesel automatic, I've been blessed with a voice to spread the message with these lyrics, ain't my weapon of choice. I'm rapidly spitting balls like bullets when they're recited. I ignited a fire in the people that can't be sighted. We're united by the energy of the human spirit. This is revolution speaking through the music, you can hear it. Power to the people is the message in our lyrics. All those who have chosen to oppose it better fear it. I vow there's no surrender, I will never go silent. I bow to no oppressor, take orders from no tyrant. I'm defying a giant, larger than Leviathan, born in a lion's den. Formed by the might within, I am him, he is me. Diesel, I'm the G-O-D, the energy in everything and everyone you'll ever see. We are all connected by a higher power. It's time that we unite and fight until the final hour. Ghost Rider, Steve Grant, Diesel, we unite. Uniting tyrants, we divide, and finally we freedom fighting. Fight the lyrics we reciting, all the weapons that we choose. If the people come together, there's no way we'll ever lose. Divided we fall, united we stand tall. Divided we fall, united we stand tall. Divided we fall, united we stand tall. To the people, each and every one of y'all.
Yeah, Ghost Rider, I've been fired, a team coming. We joining forces to teach the world to stand for something. Cause most will fall for anything. A nation full of creeps and blind sheep, sleepwalkers and dope fiends. I've seen it all from the years that I put in. So afraid of truth that when you tell it, they head spins. And that's what happens when they make evil good, or good to be evil. Too much deception on our people and the ones we call sheeple. Roaming packs, know the type to play dumb when confronted with facts. They don't want to know the truth, they'd rather be fed lies. So the blind lead the blind while humanity declines. Refuse to let it happen to me, not having it. Soldier for the Lord, so these demons I do battle with. Rappers nowadays are just counterfeits and prostitutes. Targeting your kids, better guide them like you're supposed to do.
Ghost Rider, Steve Grant, Diesel, we unite. Uniting tyrants, we divide, and finally we freedom fighting. Fight the lyrics we reciting, all the weapons that we choose. If the people come together, there's no way we'll ever lose. Divided we fall, united we stand tall. Divided we fall, united we stand tall. Divided we fall, united we stand tall. It's power to the people, each and every one of y'all.
Oh, yeah, that one always gets me fired up. I'm feeling it. Check them out on YouTube, Ghost Rider. Stand tall, brothers and sisters. We stand tall. I'm going to roll out something from my good friend, Renegade Smith. Been with us for a long time. He's got Worldwide Resistance Radio kicking. He has a show he rolls out. It's called The New Element. Check him out. This is one of his songs. This is Relentless.
I'm not one to mess with. I spent shooting out fire around me. Don't fall asleep. Let a moment of bravery become your ruin. I'll give you a second to check your head to realize what you are doing. Maybe just put down that drink. It's affecting your judgment and your need to think. No, I'm not as committed as threat. Take my words as a warning or a promise.
Renegade Smith, a great friend, part of the coalition. Welcome to the Christmas abbreviated music show. Bah humbug, that's what I think. We'll roll out some commercials. I'm going to thank our sponsors, DMI Promotions, and our new sponsor, Crystal CBD. We'll be back in a few. Going to roll some commercials. Enjoy.
Hi friends, when it comes to reaching your audience, the best approach is in person. If you have a band, business, or charity event, you want to reach people in the best ways and venues possible. If you're touring in the Midwest, you need DMI Promotions. Their friendly staff is ready, willing, and able to assist you in venue locations and event promotions to make your show or event successful. Contact Tori Webb at 515-865-4463 or toriwebbdmi@gmail.com. DMI Promotions, your Midwest promotional team and proud sponsor of Truth Emerges Radio.
Hi, this is David Bozell, Vice President of Crystal Pure CBD. Have you been trying to get CBD, but you just don't like what's available? Sure, lots of people can get CBD, but most people don't realize that it's only 15% CBD and 85% black stuff. Why the black stuff? We don't know either. We'd like to introduce Crystal Pure CBD, made with 99.99% pure cannabidiol. That's pure CBD, just like sugar. We mix it with hemp seed oil and make some of the best stuff on earth. Crystal Pure CBD.
We would be honored if you would join us.
Friday Night Super Show.
And welcome to the Friday Night Super Show. I am, of course, your host, The Mouth, laughing and scratching at being back again on our Friday nights with Dennis, Mr. Friday Night, Ford.
Tag Team Champions of the World!
Here, again, Friday Night Super Show. Glad to be here. I want to thank everybody for tuning in.
Friday Night Super Show. 6 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. On Truth Emerges Radio and NWO Truth Radio. You are awake. Be aware.
That's an order, soldier.
This is an historic moment. We have in this past year made great progress ending the long era of conflict and Cold War. We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order. A world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. When we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders. This is an historic moment. When we are successful, we will be. A new world order.
The one and only original Guerrilla Radio with Austin Thomas and Liberty Lisa. Wednesdays, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Only on the Truth Emerges Radio Network.
A new world order. An order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN's founders.
We're the more wheels of God, the better I like it. I'm the brother of a truck driving mother. Boogie, 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 boogie.
You talk about war with the government, and everybody's, no, 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 we can't do that. That would be wrong. I don't know about anybody else out there, but I've never picked any candidate. Nobody that I've ever said, hey, let's get this guy up and put him in office. No, never happened. They always give us and say, here's your selection. And then we got to vote on whoever they give us. And whoever they are is being picked for us by some establishment of people that we don't even know. I speak in general. I always have, always will. I don't know why I do that, but I do. When I speak, I just flat out speak in general.
Catch a ride with the Dashboard Outlaw. Sunday nights, 6 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Only on Truth Emergers Radio Network.
Have you heard any state, federal, or local government passing a law, statute, an ordinance, a regulation, anything, policy, a department, anything that enhances freedom and liberty? Can anybody think of that? I can't. I've never heard of anything. Everything that they make as a law is restricting us, but not them.
You're listening to Unraveling the Matrix with Austin Thomas. Join the second hour by calling 1-347-855-8301.
All right, everybody. We're back in black. Welcome to the Christmas / music / abbreviated show due to either Blog Talk studio problems or our good old friends at the Letterbox Agency. Hi, guys. How you doing? I know you always listen. We're going to help kickstart World War III, I mean, you know, because Obama.
Hi, I'm Steve.
I'm Irene.
I'm Lisa.
My name is Tom.
I'm a graphic designer.
College freshman.
Stay-at-home mom with a full-time job.
Scholar on social policy and a barista.
And I'm just like you.
I'm an Obama supporter.
I support President Obama.
But the president needs your help.
Our president can't launch into another war without you. And remember, when we voted for him in 2008 and 2012, we promised to support him no matter what.
Together, we can do it.
That's why we here at the Americans for Whatever Barack Obama Wants, Did You Know He's Friends with Jay-Z, have launched a Kickstarter campaign to fund World War III.
And America is dead-ass broke, so our goal is to raise $1.6 trillion on behalf of the U.S. government.
That's where you come in.
Even a small donation would make all the difference.
World War III is a very important, very progressive war that Obama tells me is very important. So it must be.
When I first saw the president speak in 2008 in a YouTube clip posted to my Facebook page, I knew he was going to be right all the time. So I support World War III and IV and any moon war the president may want to start.
I mean, there is no way that he or the cabal of corporate interests, spy agencies, and shadow bankers that tell him what to do would ever mislead us.
The $1.6 trillion that we raise will help create a war that truly puts the liberal in neoliberal. There will be millions of troops, thousands of organic grass-fed bombs, hybrid Prius tanks, rockets controlled by iPads, and drones that play the Lumineers while they attack.
World War III is not going to be like those other Republican wars fought on just 1% of the world. This war is going to be fought in 99% of the world.
It'll be everywhere. Russia, China, Africa, Cincinnati, your favorite brunch spot, the one with those kick-ass ranchero breakfast burritos.
Everywhere.
World War III will also be the most social media-focused war ever. It'll be all over Twitter, Facebook, Vine, Pinterest, and whatever eventually replaces Pinterest. And I mean, just think of all the hilarious gifts we can make of cats reacting to their owners' homes being obliterated.
Lots of shock, but tons of aww.
And come on, guys, how good will Michelle's arms look in sleeveless army fatigues?
We have a lot of great rewards for our donors. If you donate $10 to the World War III Project, you'll get a shout-out on social media.
Hashtag thank you.
A $25 donation will get you a piece of rubble from a war-torn Middle Eastern country kissed by Senator Lindsey Graham.
A $100 donation gets you a day pass to leave your local refugee camp.
You'll probably end up in a refugee camp, but it'll have free Wi-Fi.
And a $10 million donation gets you your own senator for a year.
So please, help us reach our goal of $1.6 trillion so we can make World War III a reality. Why? Because Obama.
Because Obama.
What?
as you wrote at the top here, diseases I need to have to get legal weed.
Legal weed. I can see where you got that from. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my.
I just don't know how to express myself sometimes when I need to be properly different. Fuck.
Time to roll out some bubbles in the shit rockers. Dear Santa Claus, go fuck yourself. Or maybe.
Christmas is a time to have your friends and family near. And drinking beer. It's not about who bought who, what or how much money you spend. Or wrestling over toys at the crazy fucking mall. Get punched in the gut, so I say, dear Santa Claus, go fuck yourself. Dear Santa Claus, go fuck yourself. Dear Santa Claus, go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself, Santa.
Yeehaw. Tell them what time it is, Bubbles.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once. Shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
This war will end in the defeat of the terrorists and totalitarians.
Bozy, bozy, bop, city bop.
Don't give me attitude, sir.
English, motherfucker, do you speak it?
Yeah, do you speak it? That's what I say. And, I mean, I feel bad for the cops that got sniped today in New York City.
Fuck the police. Fuck, fuck, fuck the police. Yo, yo, fuck the police. Fuck, fuck, fuck the police. Yo, fuck them.
Yeah.
Well, hello there.
Yeah, I'm having problems with Blog Talk. No one can call in. Well, you guys always listen to the archives.
I don't know what the fuck is going on.
It's better to be pissed off than pissed on.
Oh, yeah. Yes, it is, man.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it off.
No, ma'am. I don't like it.
Yeah, we got about 14 minutes left. It's time for the No Morons Warning, but this whole show's been about the No Morons Warning.
The following program is recommended for mature individuals and may contain material unsuitable for morons, cretins, and dishwipes. If you are a moron or a member of the PTL Club, please turn off your radio, because we don't need any more stupid, narrow-minded, pencil-neck geeks who wouldn't know the First Amendment if it came up and bit them on the butt. Thank you.
Yeah.
Who the fuck said that shit?
Yeah, who said that shit? Just chilling out, doing a little music show, a little ad-lib show. Oh, it's been so hectic. I am just...
Oh, yeah, a lot of pressure. You got to rise above it.
Mm-hmm.
You got to harness in the good energy, block out the bad. Harness, energy, block, bad.
Mm-hmm.
Feel the flow happy. Feel it. It's circular. It's like a carousel. You pay the quarter, you get on the horse. It goes up and down and around. Circular, circle, with the music, the flow. All good things.
All right, I'm going to roll out a little bit of the Destiny Lab here now. Good friends of the network. It's elementary, my friends.
We've been sent to expose an illusion, a mass delusion known as evolution. Utterly confusing, so silly it's amusing. We've analyzed the evidence and come to a conclusion. It's a religion, a false interpretation, based in atheism and a big imagination. Compare creation, a true evaluation. There's no debate, it's incredibly amazing. The real question is just where we all came from. Were we made by God, or are we just born scorned? It really matters in the scheme of things, you see. Cause if there is no God, it makes it hard to agree about morality or immortality, about right and wrong. Let me give you an analogy. The fear merchant wants to have himself a servant, but can't afford a robot, so he steals himself a person.
Reading biology and archaeology, study astronomy, geology, zoology, inspect your history, apply your memory. By George, God exists as elementary.
What does it matter if we're only animals, and the human eats the human and becomes a cannibal? Is there a basis to call anyone a racist if we're all just monkeys anyway and apes with shaven faces? What would be the difference if a person, say, for instance, hooked up humans to their wagons to pull it for a distance? Who would be at harm if the man who had the farm said his wife sit in the shed because he loved his horse instead? Truth is all just relative, and no one can tell what it is. And how can we have standards or tell positive from negative? Maybe we could simply pull a number from a hat and change it as we go along and make our truth like that. A better way, you realize, is use a higher source. The Bible's never changing and it's solid in its core. The work that it encompasses is trustworthy and true. The verses are a synthesis of history review.
Read biology and archaeology, study astronomy, geology, zoology, inspect your history, apply your memory. By George, God exists as elementary.
Look into it, investigate, the clues will be revealed. Can't imitate a version of the truth that is not real. The word is written in our heart, that's why it strikes a chord. Has answers to our questions and claims you can't ignore. We challenge you to journey on a worthy expedition, to voyage on a mission and make your own decision. A venturesome excursion, an odyssey, a quest, a search that's all-encompassing with each and every step. The final test is coming, consider all you've heard, and contemplate the reasons to investigate the word. Immerse yourself in study, test it through and through. Adapt it to your lifestyle, change your worldview. You suddenly might realize and have a revelation. The scales that were on your eyes have taken a vacation. A whole new type of vision without optics or a lens. So throw away those spectacles and take a look, my friend.
Read biology and archaeology, study astronomy, geology, zoology, inspect your history, apply your memory. By George, God exists as elementary.
All right, we're going to roll out a little bit of Ninja Scroll, the Unpatriot Act, Patriot Act.
Today is your last day, Ninja.
Maybe not.
Just war, we throw slicing, scream bloody murder, red moon rising, attack of the killer bees, swarm devastating, fear running wild from the songs that I'm making, no feedback from the cats that be hating, take their souls down to hell, half son of Satan, bringer of the true life, legend of the seeker, last true warrior, ancient soul keeper, one and only ultimate brain decapitator, kill in the moment, ass crushes later, no remorse for the MCs that I'm slaying, the fake rappers are the ones who are paying, millions come out here to see my recital, on the edge of the
your seat, words very vital. Dictator, tyrant, man of many titles. Bow down and worship, yeah. You want to know the other like
that. You're my assassinator, the flying Russian. Words flow flawlessly over percussion. No fake MCs allowed in this cipher. Only number one big scene by Mel Kiper. You can scream loud, but it don't mean you're hyper. Shots be on point like the DC sniper. You better wake up, smell coffee, clear your head. 5 more minutes and you might be dead. Many fake MCs, they cling silver tongue. Black mask enters and now they neck wrung. Invincible warrior, what I've become. Garbage out your mouth, smell just like Cal Jones. Unconscious rappers, they need to be hung. Ninja fist, brush the lips, now your mouth dumb. Rulers of the world got us feeding on crumbs. Modern day slavery, bottom fist scum.
First thing we do, we plan a false flag attack. Sit back and watch how the blind sheep react. They scream for help, we say we got your back. Make up corrupt laws to Patriot Act. First thing we do, we plan a false flag attack. Sit back and watch how the blind sheep react. They scream for help, we say we got your back. Make up corrupt laws to Patriot Act.
It's the brown mask ninja, psychotic killer. Underground dweller, fear instiller. Mass media, soul cleansing devil. True law breaker, government rebel. Mad mass maniacs breaking in your door when the president signs off on Rex 84. Turmoil your chaos, I don't want no more. Beast on the seven hills, Babylon whore. Time we wake up, even up the score. Pick around the corners with guns ready for war. Sleepwalking people, the rich and the poor. Too oblivious to realize what we fight for. You wanna run down and get baked at the shore. Men plop behind your back, evil at the core. Attack of Illuminati, wild like a boar. Words sting like salt that's in the mouth sore. Yo, only speak real truth, there's no way to fake this. Living in a world similar to the Matrix. Chains on your mind, come on, you gotta break this. Way that you're thinking, it's time for awakeness. One way out, man, so we gotta take it. Fight to the end, cause we all gotta make it. The truth is the truth, some of y'all might hate it. Or don't wanna hear it, be blind and debate it.
Hear no, see no, speak no evil. Live dangerously like evil Knievel. Deaf, dumb, and blind, murder nothing but sheeple. Being led by your nose through the upheaval. Gears keep turning like pop goes a weasel. Media spread the lies just like the measles. All gassed up like an 18-wheel diesel. New world order plans written on a diesel.
First thing we do, we plan a false flag attack. Sit back and watch how the blind sheep react. They scream for help, we say we got your back. Make up corrupt laws to Patriot Act. First thing we do, we plan a false flag attack. Sit back and watch how the blind sheep react. They scream for help, we say we got your back. Make up corrupt laws to Patriot Act.
Yeah, I like that one. Well, welcome to the Christmas / music show / Unraveling the Matrix. Just chilling, having problems with the studio a little earlier. We got ball rolling now, just hanging out. Get ready to wrap things up. I want to play this one by Bret Michaels, War Machine.
Government sends your son to die. Cameras catch their mother's cry. But it's alright. No, it's not alright. Love and peace by bigger gun. That is how the game is won. But it's alright. No, it's not alright. Good evening, welcome to the revolution. The next big show.
right, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Check out the Dashboard Outlaw Earl Conlon tomorrow, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You're on Truth Emerges Network. That's Sunday. We're going to roll out and end the show with one of my favorites from Ringo Starr, Baby, It Don't Come Easy.